break in the case. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Police have arrested a suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
Brian Christopher Koberger is being held in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, after his arrest early Friday in connection with the deaths of four University of Idaho students last month. Latah County, Idaho prosecutor Bill Thompson says the arrest is the beginning of the investigation and made a plea to the media and the public.
Y'all now know the name of the person who's been charged with these offenses. Please get that information out there. Please ask the public, anyone who knows about this individual, to come forward.
The four students' bodies were found November 13th in a rental home near the University of Idaho campus in Moscow, stunning the community, which has not had a murder in 5 years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
University President Scott Green reacted to the arrest.
While we cannot bring back Maddie, Kaylee, Zana, and Ethan, we can thoughtfully and purposefully carry their legacy forward in the work that we do.
Koberger is a graduate student at Washington State University. A new Congress could mean new investigations from Republicans. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz.
President Joe Biden's family could be part of a slew of investigations when Republicans take control of the House. House Republicans have said they plan to look into Hunter Biden's business dealings and if they have any ties to the president. The GOP could also look into the Afghanistan withdrawal and the origins of COVID-19. The GOP House Judiciary Committee expressed frustration this week, claiming the Biden administration was delaying investigations after the White House sent them a letter saying they need to resend requests for information when the party takes over next Congress. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Fox News' biggest stars are helping you ring in the new year. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos reports.
A whole cast of Fox News characters will be on hand to bring us into 2023. Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, Fox's Griff Jenkins will be joined by Emily Campagno and Fox Across America host Jimmy Fallon for the countdown to All-American New Year. And just an hour later, live from Nashville, Fox and Friends weekend co-anchors Rachel Campos Duffy, Will Kane, and Pete Hegseth will take us through the ball drop with a special performance by country star Brantley Gilbert. Also joining the celebration will be other Fox talent from across the country. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
The new year will bring free episodes of Sherlock Holmes. The long-running copyright dispute over the famous detective tales comes to an end when the 1927 copyrights expire January 1st. At that point, the episodes of Sherlock can be legally shared, performed, or sampled without permission. The college football playoff kicks off today. Fox's Matt Napolitano has a preview of this afternoon's semifinal action.
Second in the nation, Michigan will look to redeem themselves from last year's college football playoff semifinal debut as they take on number 3 TCU in the Fiesta Bowl this afternoon. The Horned Frogs are in the CFP for the first time in program history. Kickoff in the Fiesta Bowl set for 4 p.m. Eastern. Winner of that game will face the winner of the Peach Bowl in the national championship January 9th. The Peach Bowl pitting the reigning champions, number 1 in the nation, Georgia, against 4th-ranked Ohio State. It's the 3rd playoff appearance for the Bulldogs and the 5th for the Buckeyes. Kickoff coming up in Atlanta at 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And NASA is exploring whether SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft can offer a lift to some crew members of the International Space Station. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.